Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bubble Boy in the studio. And for this 4th of July weekend, also we have a guest with us, not really by choice, but I don't know. It's his birthday. The Drunken Sailor is here, and a Bubble Boy is in charge of him.
So. Not only my birthday, but also happy birthday to this great land of ours.
Yes, to America. 4th of July weekend it is, Monday, yeah.
And but I'd like to thank you for your service.
Thank you for your cervix. I'd like to give a shout-out to all the ladies in the audience.
Yeah.
Thank you for your cervix.
Wow. Okay, so you've been warned that it's the Drunken Sailor's birthday, so we are going to be somewhat patriotic today, and we're going to give back to, well, I don't know, we're pay penance for, you know, all the bad works we've done over the last few months.
Give it back to the dive community with
interviews
and information.
But it's your birthday,
diving.
And I figured, okay, all right, we'll let him in the studio today. And actually, it goes a little bit further than that because he has been doing some stuff behind the scenes. He's been working on Scuba Radio emails and things like that. He's actually been somewhat productive over the last month or two. So I have actually got you a gift.
Finally.
Well, yeah, we'll get to that in just a bit.
Hey, but thank you for use of your ice.
Yes, you're welcome.
You're a fantastic ice.
Go slow on that, though.
Fantastic ice maker.
Yeah, okay. So it is his birthday. We also have Eric Douglas via the web. Eric, how are you, man? Check in, say hi. Yeah.
How's it going, Greg?
I'm great. So we're going to catch up with Eric also. Phil Narcosis is with us via the web.
Hey,
Phil.
Hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey. So
hey, hey, hey.
He's been diving down in West Palm Beach. He's going to check
God,
in.
It's been so good. Flat seas every day. I can't
awesome.
Believe I'm not out there more often.
Well, hey, we're going to talk about that.
What am I doing on the air right now?
Well, you're going to tell us about this stuff. No, you got to help celebrate Drunken Sailor's birthday.
We'll do that. Happy birthday, my man.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Narcosis.
Yeah, you're okay. Vinny Two Tanks is here.
We just call him the Benz for short.
Yeah, we could do that, I guess. I don't know if that'd be appropriate. Vinny Two Tanks is with us. Vinny, can you say hi? Are you there? I see him,
yeah,
but I don't.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, there he is. Yes. Vinny, how are you, buddy? Out there on the left
great.
Coast.
How you doing?
Celebrating the 4th of July weekend accordingly, I guess, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The weather's perfect out here. It's 80 degrees.
Excellent. And, excellent. Beautiful. Okay. Well, we're going to get find out what everybody's doing, what they're planning for the 4th of July diving-wise. And we got some cool stuff to discuss today, as well as reflect on Shark Week, which was this past week. I saw a few episodes. What do you think, Drunken Sailor? Did you see any of those?
I did see some things, and some of them were somewhat educational.
Some of them, but not all of them, huh?
No, but I think it's better than it has been before.
You thought so, did you? I thought it was okay. It was
a lot of tagging.
There was some, some of the shows were sticking to, shark research, but then you had a couple that I thought were, playing up the shark attack nonsense. And then, I don't know if you bothered watching the commercials, but they were promoting The Shallows, the movie The Shallows, quite a bit.
I did see that. They're trying to spin it.
Yeah, trying to spin it like, oh, hey, we use this to draw attention. No. That movie sucks balls. And, I didn't like it. I didn't like that they were using Shark Week to promote it. I mean, I don't see how that helps sharks in any way, shape, or form. Bubble Boy, you with me on this?
I am definitely with you on that, Craig.
Yeah. I don't know. Not a fan. Not a fan. Didn't like that part of it. But, you know, they got to make a buck.
When you said it sucks balls, we pretty much got that you weren't a fan.
Okay. Well, thank you there.
Craig, what the hell is a ninja shark?
You know, I didn't quite get that.
Yeah, I heard all kinds of stupid adjectives for sharks. I'm like, that's not, you know.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into that a little bit more. But before we continue on, we might as well get these gifts for Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor out of the way.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
Yeah. Now, Bubble Boy, did you get something?
He has it too kind.
What was he? Bubble Boy brought in Starbucks for me and him. And
yes, he got me Starbucks.
Which
card.
Is nice.
So I can go get coffee now.
Yeah, well, we have a coffee. To mix
and
with your other
delicious beverage.
Iced down, yeah, beverage. But
I'm self-contained. Can you hear that? I brought my own beverage.
Yeah, you got an upper and a downer.
Because I am not diving today.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no drunk like a wake drunk.
Okay. All right. Well, I got a gift. Is there anything you want to share with him, Bubble Boy, or did you already give him a gift?
We did that off the air.
Yeah, I slipped
off the air
in the kitchen.
Okay, so you two had a little moment, is what you're saying.
If you want to call it that.
Well, I don't know what else
to
call
it. Hey, it's like a bromance.
Okay, all right.
Something wrong with a man loving another man.
Okay, I'm not one to judge either.
I love both you guys.
Okay, that's enough. I don't really need that.
In a non-physical way.
But I did give you a gift, so I wouldn't have to have that kind of
interaction with you. Thank you very much, dude. I'm touched.
Well, open it. Open it. This is something you're going to have
to. This big red one here?
Yep. It's wrapped in everything.
Ooh,
and
that's
nice. Open that puppy up. Don't shake it. Whatever
don't
you
shake
do,
it.
Don't
Could
shake
be.
It. Oh, it's not a Polaroid picture.
Uh-oh. I already did that, Greg.
Yeah.
This
oh,
is very
geez.
Difficult to open.
Yeah. This is a special gift.
You taped the hell out
that,
of this.
I got for Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor.
I literally can't.
Greg, you want me to help him
do you
open
have a dive
it?
Knife?
Do I have a dive knife? No, you're going to have to use your teeth, Drunken Sailor.
Cigar lighter. We'll
wait a minute. I got a corner.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, the dive
Here,
knife's
I'll
over there.
I'll put the microphone on it so you can get the realistic sound effects.
Yeah, all right. This is really happening.
Stop
He's opening
He's
a box
fire.
That we got him, Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor, because he has been doing some fairly positive things. He's actually made a turn. So how would you reward someone who's actually started being more productive here on Scuba Radio.
Why is it in a plain brown wrapper, Greg? I'm concerned.
Well, yeah, you'd load them up with more booze, bro, is what you do. But no, this is a special thing.
I beg your pardon. This is really...
this is like a drunken
knife.
Sailor-proof wrapping.
I did not have a knife up.
I did not have a knife up.
Well, that's probably a good thing. You really shouldn't be having any
like
kind of sharp
Morgan
objects.
Taped that up for you.
Do you have anything that you can use to open that? Or here, hold on. Let me pull out some.
Use this pen.
Here's some scissors. We have scissors, cutting shears that we use to cut the fishing line when we get entangled in that stuff underwater. I got a pair of those handy. So open that up, Drunken. I didn't think this would take this long.
This is great for radio.
Yeah.
Not.
It's. You know, I don't know. What are you going to do?
Dude, did All you right. tape this? Holy God.
Yeah, it's, look. Really, just cut it open. How hard
it's
can it
ridiculous.
Be? My gosh.
Way too much tape
Two
on
guys,
there.
It's taking them like five minutes to open a box.
Jimmy, Lord. Describe how much tape is on this box.
Yeah.
All right, just can you open it now?
Bless America.
Gee whiz. I didn't think this would be such a challenge.
I thought I heard it sloshing when I shook
this
it.
What does it say there?
It's thank you. Yeah. It says Florida Mermaid Rum.
Yeah.
Handmade gold rum aged 3 years. And there's a picture of a lovely mermaid sitting on a barrel.
Yeah. It's actually distilled or made in there. In
Florida's finest rum.
Spring Hill, right there by Wiki Watching. The Wiki Watching Mermaid area.
I will enjoy the hell out of this.
Yeah, no. You, I think we, because we're going to have to taste that and see if it lives up to the mermaid name. It's more of a quality control type of situation.
Sure, I understand.
This stuff is
evidently... Certain processes must be put in place.
Yeah, and the mermaid folks...
For quality.
There has asked me... Okay, quit that, Bubble Boy. I know you go crazy
it's
over
the
bubble
wrap.
Well,
it's Bubble Wrap, and he's Bubble Boy.
Exactly, I understand.
You think
it's
he got
I
a
do.
Nickname from Scuba, but
yeah,
it's not
quit
true.
It. Just stop that. That's not for you to play with. That's Drunken Sailor's Bubble Wrap. That's just not right. You guys, really? Crack open the mermaid rum. We got to try this because the distiller is asking for our opinion of their mermaid rum. Well, so I figured, if anybody knows anything about rum, it would be Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor. And he could give us his live on-air review and as part of his gift for his birthday today.
Thwarted by packaging.
And what better today to do that when you're not diving and it happens to be the 4th of July weekend?
Smells good.
Yeah, it smells good? What do you think? I think this is like
it'll curl your toes. Yaga.
Well, it is like 100 proof. This is some kind of special rum type thing. So not only can you drink it, it will... take the paint off of your bumper. There he's taking a little sip of the mermaid rum. I think he just sprouted a tail. Oh, my gosh.
That is smooth.
Smooth.
That is good stuff. That is quality rum.
Does Drunken Sailor give mermaid rum two fins up?
He does.
All right. There you go.
You'll like it, too.
More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I normally don't have a burger, a brat, and a steak, but it is 4th of July. And I need the energy if I'm going to start blowing crap up. That's what the founding fathers would want.
Love the 4th of July, love the 4th of July. I do it up big on the 4th of July. 4th of July. 4th of July. Everybody. 4th of July. 4th of July. 4th. Okay, cool.
Yeah. All right. Happy 4th of July weekend to you. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving, believe it or not. But it is a holiday weekend. And it is also Drunken Sailor's birthday. And he's liking the mermaid rum I got him.
I'm loving it.
Yeah, it's a good stuff. Nice bottle. A picture of a mermaid on the front. We just found out about this stuff. And the distillers are over there in Spring Hill, Florida, over there by Weeki Wachee. And... actually, a listener turned me on to this stuff, and I said, hey, look, If they really want a real testimonial, let's give it to somebody who has expertise in this one thing. This is probably the only thing he is good at, and that is drinking. And that would be Drunken Sailor. And Drunken Sailor seems to enjoy this special mermaid rum concoction that they've created over there in that neck of the woods of Florida. Just look it up. Google it. And I think it's just in Florida now, but who knows? Might get bigger, but you can find it by Googling it. Mermaid rum. Yeah.
You said it's 100 proof?
Supposedly. Doesn't it say it on the bottle there? It's some kind of special thing.
I tell you what, I've had a few sips and my lips are already numb.
Well, that's the sign of a good rum.
That's right.
If it makes your lips rum, or lips numb. Good rum makes your lips numb. Yeah.
Good rum makes your bum numb.
I don't think
that. Then you go numb numb.
Yeah, maybe 100
numb,
proof.
Numb.
Hopefully no numb nuts.
Okay. Well, so much for that testimonial. All right. Let's go to our buddy Eric Douglas, who we have not caught up with lately, but is on with us via the web right now. Eric, how are you, my friend?
I'm peachy, Greg. I don't know that I can follow Drunken Sailor all that well, but I'm peachy.
Give it the best you can.
Follow my example and follow your dreams.
Okay. Well, if you say so. Now, Eric has been recovering from some heart, he had like bypass surgery, five-way, right? Yeah.
I had a five-way 5 months ago, actually yesterday or 2 days ago.
Yeah.
It was the five-month anniversary, and just plugging along.
Yeah, just plugging along. I mean, things are good, though. Are they?
Absolutely. I feel better than I have in several years, and in better shape than I've been in several years, and doing good.
Good. And are you still on track to join us at Bugfest?
Still on track. My plan is actually on the 5th, as soon as we all get back to work, I'm going to call the doctor and ask him to schedule a stress test so I can get my clearance to get back in the water. I'm itching to blow some bubbles.
Yes. Well, we're anxious to have you with us as well. So I'm looking forward to that. That is the plan, is to have Eric join us for Bugfest here at the end of the July. That's the 26th, 27th, 28th, I think, the last Wednesday and Thursday of July. We're going to be at Lauderdale by the Sea. Yeah?
While it won't be as impressive as Drunken Sailor, that does also cover my birthday.
Oh, it does. So you're asking or requesting for your own bottle of mermaid rum?
That would be lovely.
Okay. I bet it would. Because I know Drunken Sailor is not going to share his, or
it'll be gone by then, or I would.
It'll be gone
that
by the end
be
of
gone
the...
by today.
Yes. I'm sharing this with you guys now.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah.
Wow, Greg. The guy just gets out of heart surgery, and you're going to give him rum. Hey, I'll send you a Swiss Colony log, too.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
Summer sausage.
We'll see. All right.
Hey, we're similar, him and I.
Yeah, you are? How so?
I'm working on a fifth also at home.
Oh, no. Okay.
And I have had a five-way.
Okay. Well, I don't even want to go there.
It had nothing to do with surgery.
Yeah, whatever. All right. So, Eric, that's good news. At least things are progressing, and we'll see how that works out. And hopefully you'll be able to join us down at Lauderdale by the Sea for Bugfest. However, what about the writing? Because you've done some new stuff or got a new book coming out or a program or plan for your next big novel. Is that the deal or what?
I've got a couple things. The surgery kind of threw me off schedule, as you may imagine. I wasn't able to really focus and write like I wanted to through the spring. But so I had planned on having the next Mike Scott novel out just about now. But I had to put that aside for a little bit. And shifted gears. And so next month, probably right about the time we're at Bugfest, I will have a Mike Scott novella. Just a short story, about 25,000-30,000 words, something like that. Ready for release, just to whet the appetites of the Mike Scott fans, and then there will be a new novel coming out. Should be in November.
Okay, excellent. Well, that'll be in time for DEMA in Las Vegas.
I have a question for the author.
Okay. Booksbyeric.com, by the way, you can get all the information about Eric's books as well as the one he just talked about, possibly.
Mr. Author, true or false, novella is a Spanish soap opera.
That would be a telenovela.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
And they're a hoot to watch if you've ever had a chance.
I thought he was getting into some spicy chimichangas.
Yeah, right.
This story is set in Curacao, so it's not really Spanish anyway.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well,
we can translate it for our Spanish-speaking friends in Cuba.
Okay, thank you. I think it's the mermaid rum talking right now.
Oye, como va?
Hey, brother. Okay. That sounds like a good plan. And, I mean, you may have some of the novellas available for, what, it'll be a download or will it be paperback for Bugfest?
There will be both. I don't know that we'll have the printed copies ready in time for Bugfest, though. But the Kindle version, the download versions should be online by then.
Excellent. Yes.
I have another question for the author.
Okay.
If I may.
Please. Because it's your birthday, go ahead.
I have another question for the author.
Yes, okay. Go ahead, drunken sailor. What do you want?
Is your doctor say that fish oil is good for you, or is it just make you burp fish taste?
Well,
not on that one, so I can't really help you with that, buddy.
Okay.
What?
Jury's out.
I can help you with that one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, actually, Phil Narcosis is kind of like, I don't know, he's like a health food...
I'm a food bully.
There's a caller there. Hello.
Nutrition guy.
Wichita, go ahead.
When he's not diving. Yeah.
I feel like you're Larry King.
Fish oil is very harmful. Actually, all you have to do is Google the DART, D-A-R-2 study, D-A-R-T-2 study,
yeah,
and you'll see that the lipid fat from the fish is very carcinogenic, and it causes heart attacks and strokes. That's
really
the latest,
awesome. See, well,
that's the latest
good,
science.
Good news. So I'm glad I asked.
Take an entire handful.
That explains why my doctor has me taking it as we speak.
I haven't taken it in years. Geez. I feel great.
Well, the views expressed on today's show are those of the people speaking them, and that's it. We'll leave it at that for now. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bubble Boy and Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor. It's his birthday here, the 4th of July weekend. He has been helping himself to a gift of mermaid rum.
I am the Yankee Doodle Boy.
This isn't going to last very long, I have a feeling. We may have to escort him out here, Bubble Boy.
I'll be quiet.
It's 100
you go,
proof.
Do your show. I'll be quiet.
Yeah, okay.
I'm trying to listen.
All right, so Eric Douglas with us, also Phil Narcosis. Obviously, Phil is keeping busy these days. He's been diving down in West Palm. Am I right, Phil? Is that where you were recently doing some more diving down there or what? Talk to me, buddy. No, you don't want to?
Phil, come in now. Hello.
Phil. Hey, Phil. I don't hear Phil.
Yeah, I'm right here, Greg.
What about you, Eric? Are you there? You're there, aren't you?
I'm still here. Sleep.
Yeah. What? Who was sleeping?
Phil.
Phil is sleeping.
I think the fish oil got him.
Oh, well, there you go. That could be. He has something against fish oil. I think we lost him there, Eric. So I guess we'll talk to you instead. Yeah, fair enough.
Well, I'm not sure that I can keep up with Phil either. But
yeah, well, not yet. But once you get up, you know, your stamina all back. But by the way, you got to do that threshold thing on the elliptical or something. Is that what it is? And reach a certain level to get
on a treadmill. I have to hit it's the Bruce protocol, and your listeners can look it up. It's tough. But the final stage on it is 4.2 miles an hour at a 16% grade.
Wow.
On a treadmill. So that's,
they call it
that's
the Bruce level? What?
Bruce protocol. It's a protocol for stress tests. And it's, that's the fourth level. The first three, I don't remember, but it slowly builds its way up to where.
Well, isn't Bruce the mechanical shark from Jaws? Wasn't that what it was called?
It was actually, but it was also he was the main shark in Finding Nemo too, wasn't he?
I think he was, yes. And that maybe he has something to do with heart rehabilitation too. I don't know. We learn stuff every day. We're going to talk more about Sharks and Shark Week that happened this past week on Discovery. Next, stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Going face to face, or face to snout, I suppose, with a giant shark. The woman who shot this video tells us the folks who helped her into that cage hope to change shark's reputation as a vicious man-eater.
There's some sharks in that water, that water, that water. You can't swim in that water, that water, that water. You won't win in that water, that water, that water. There's some sharks in that water, that water, that water. You won't win in that water.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bubble Boy, Drunken Sailor on the 4th of July weekend. Also, Drunken Sailor's birthday.
Hey, yeah.
What?
Hey, yeah.
Oh, geez. He's drinking mermaid rum, and I don't think you're going to last much longer, dude.
I'm
better
pacing,
slow down.
I'm
that's 100
myself.
Proof. Are you?
Just little sips.
Just little sips. You know, like 10 a minute or
do not
something.
Try this at home. I am a trained professional.
Yeah, okay. Years of experience, that's for sure. Passed out in the gutter in front of the
scuba
radio.
No, not the
studio.
Gutter. I sleep on wherever it's comfortable.
Okay, you're not that picky, are you? All right, so I think we've reestablished our connection with Phil Narcosis. Phil,
here
are you
I
with
am.
Me?
I am here. I don't know what happened. Yeah. Technology is so grand, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, it happens. And it's a holiday weekend. So, you know, the technical guys are on vacation, lighting fireworks and things like that, and not paying attention to the things they should. So let's, but we got you back now. So let's talk about, well, what you've been doing recently, which is.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
And your last name?
That was me.
Yeah, surprisingly.
Yeah, so we've been out here in West Palm. It's been, you know, finally great now. It's flat seas every day.
Right.
I'm going out Monday on the holiday. My buddies and I chartered a six-pack. Not the kind you drink, you know.
Uh-huh.
That.
Well, it's interesting.
But a boat.
Well, you know, actually next week on the show.
Leave the jokes to Greg, please.
Well, yeah. Well, you bring up six-pack. Next week on the show, we're actually doing an entire Scuba Radio broadcast about six-packs, about beer. Saltwater
awesome.
Brewery down there in Delray Beach has created the six-pack biodegradable and edible rings. It's made out of the remnants of, you know, or the stuff that's left over from brewing beer. They formed this into some kind of six-pack cap thing that will replace those six-pack rings of death. And so we're going to the brewery
that's
for
novel.
An entire show broadcast special with all the the dive industry's coming together, and a very cool show next week. You will not want to miss it.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So I digress.
We're on six pack. Six pack. We're doing, get this, we're going to do four tanks that day. Usually we do, you know, you do two tanks in a charter boat for a day, but we're going to do the morning. We're going to break for lunch, then we're going to do the afternoon.
Nice.
And it's going to be wonderful. Last week I was out here, right here at the Palm Beach Inlet, and it was, you know, flat seas, 80-foot visibility, which is, you know, exceptional. It's turtle season this time of year in Palm Beach County. So,
yeah.
I mean, I lost count of the turtles. They're everywhere.
Really?
I didn't see any turtle. No turtle porn, though. I keep looking for my first turtle porn scene, which
okay.
I would dutifully put on YouTube, but I haven't got around, haven't been lucky enough yet.
So you've been looking for that, have you? surely that's out on the internet somewhere.
Yeah,
just
I'm sure.
Google it, and you'll find all
I'm
of that
sure.
you want. Actually, you know, Captain Slate down there in
inappropriate.
Just chill, will you,
Captain Slater?
Yeah, Captain Slate. No, down in Isla Mirada, he did his creature feature yesterday or the day before yesterday, and they had a turtle show up. On there, on the dive, where he's like feeding the, you know, the eels with ballyhoo, or the barracudas are coming and taking it out of his mouth. A turtle came down for the creature feature and ended up swimming with all the divers. Did you see the video there, Bubble Boy?
I did not.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing
stuff. He's not on Facebook.
Yeah, well, I don't think you have to be on Facebook to see it. It's
yes, you do.
Well, okay. Well, Drunken Sailor knows. You evidently saw it then, is what
I
you're saying.
I did see it. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
I can corroborate your story.
Maybe it maybe that is, you know, maybe it's turtle season or something. Why do you think they're over flooding the areas of West Palm right now? Or they're just prolific there, Phil? What's your guess? Do you have one?
Well, they have migration patterns. They have incredible GPS built in, which I think is more of an intelligence rather than an instinct. And they'll travel, you know, how many miles, maybe 1,000 miles, and then come back to this area for mating, for nesting. And it's just, they're just incredible animals.
Yeah. Well, I guess it, I don't know. Is it turtle nesting season right now in West Palm? Or
yes, it is.
Turtle
yes,
sex
is.
Season. Or what?
Well, you know, one begets the other. I think
they go hand in hand.
Technically, they go hand in hand. What
maybe,
can I tell
yes.
you?
All right. Well, that's good. That's good for us divers. I love seeing turtles.
It's fantastic.
Absolutely.
It's been great.
So, but
nice
you're going to do four tanks on the 4th of July.
Four tank on the 4th of July and be back in time for the fireworks right here in West Palm Beach. It's going to be awesome. But I'm really excited. In September, we'll be talking about the Cocos Island trip that I'm going on with my dive buddy. So that's going to be something neat to look forward to.
Absolutely. I want to hear all about that. Now, have you been watching any TV, Phil? Did you watch any of Shark Week?
Yeah, you know, it's mixed. And I've agreed with what I've heard so far here on the on Scuba Radio. And I'm just glad that we're not on the menu.
Yes.
And I, you know.
Well, you wouldn't know that if you watched the movie The Shallows.
You wouldn't know that. You wouldn't know that. But, you know, what I want to know is here in Palm Beach, we have Captain Randy in the Emerald, and he does shark feeds. And in the shark feeds, we have tiger sharks, reef sharks, lemon sharks, and bull sharks. Yeah. And those are uncaged. What is it about the great white? Are they really ferocious, you know, aggressive animals that will go after humans? I just, you know, it messes up my whole idea of really what, you know, our stereotype about sharks.
So you're saying you'd like to see more out-of-cage experiences with great whites is what you're saying?
I'm saying, why do we need the cages there, but we don't need the cages for, you know, five other apex predator,
you know,
large animals.
It depends on who you talk to. There are some people that are doing great white stuff outside of cages, and there are very few of them, and they're not really organized shark dives. And I don't know. The great whites have a tendency to bite into things, I've seen. You know, I've done the Guadalupe shark cage dive on Discovery quite a bit. Yeah, it's an amazing thing. Would I feel, you know, super safe swimming out there in open water with them? I don't know if I want to do that. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, they're just a little bit different animal, you know, and maybe they're slightly different. But I do know, like, there's this guy, Andre, down in South Africa. He does some free swimming with great whites. But I also believe he may have balls of steel. I don't know.
How does he squeeze his coyotes into the wetsuit?
Well,
that's what I want to know.
Yeah, it's the truth.
Shoehorn.
You know? So,
he a bad mofo.
Yeah. For whatever reason, you don't see open water great white dives.
I guess what I'm saying is when I go out and about and people, you know, ask me about sharks, do you see sharks? I'm like, yeah, I see all kinds of sharks. They're, you know, we're not on the menu. But then they see what they see on TV. And, you know, it's a whole different perception.
Yeah. Well, you see, like, the great hammerheads over in Bimini that we talk about quite a bit. And that was featured
on Shark
Week.
We have them here. We've got a few resident hammerheads here that are always on the shark feed.
Yeah.
And they're like, they're not our friends. They're not house pets. They're still sharks. But, you know, they swim around us.
Exactly. They don't come after the divers if you, you know, lay them down in the sand and that kind of thing. Now, with a great white, I don't know. I don't really have an answer for that. I don't know. Eric, are you still with us? Do you have any insight on that? Have you ever heard of anybody doing? No, Eric had to go.
You know what the answer is? It's fascinating. Is there's so much we don't know. Like, if you're watching, actually, I agree with the comment that some of Shark Week this year was better.
Yeah.
You know, the whole tagging and the behavior.
Agreed.
And there was that one young man who was on the boat for 2 months.
Yeah.
And
but then they, like, in one fall swoop, they blow it out of the water with one show about all the attack stuff. And it's like, dun, 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 1937,
a
shark attack. You know, and it's like, come on, man. That's what I don't like about it. I don't like the going back to that, you know, death and destruction and you know, monster shark nonsense that they perpetuate.
Sure.
I have something that might put this into focus.
Oh, do you?
With sharks. As
oh,
far
this guy's been drinking
you.
Mermaid rum for the last 45 minutes, and you're going to give us
it's
some
an ancient,
lightning.
It's an ancient lightning. Chinese adverb.
Oh, boy.
Okay?
Yep.
Let's hear it.
You may have heard. Stop me if you've heard of this.
Okay.
But the Ching Chong say, sometime German Shepherd be your friend, but the gerbil can bite you.
Okay.
That's very deep.
That was pretty impressive, actually.
That's so, actually really good.
Wow.
I hope that helps.
I don't really know what it means, but I was impressed with it.
Think about it.
The
it
Chinese accent.
You
got to
think
impressive.
About it a while, and this will hit you in like 3 hours.
Yeah.
If only somebody had told Richard Gere.
I don't know. That's just strange, but interesting.
He
comment.
Was an officer and a gentleman.
Okay, well, yeah. The more he drinks, the more kind of like thoughtful
the wisdom,
comments.
The
you're
wisdom
making.
Flows.
I guess something's flowing. Kind of smells like.
Woo!
Oh boy!
Have a good time. Happy birthday, my man.
Hey, thank you, Narcosis.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Join divers around the globe for the second annual Paddy Women's Dive Day, a special day to celebrate female divers and their contributions to the sport. The purpose is simple: get more women together, involved, and interested in scuba diving. All are invited to participate in Women's Dive Day on July 16th. Women, share a dive with your sisters and scuba friends. Men, introduce your female friends and family to the sport you love. Visit paddy.com/women-dive to find a dive or event in your area. That's paddy.com/women-dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Time now for Scuba Radio's forgotten acronyms in diving history. FADH, or as we like to call it around here, FAD.
Divers receiving underwater navigational knowledge of scuba. Drunks.
This has been Forgotten Acronyms in Diving History. FAD. On Scuba Radio.
Yes, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And I am Greg the Dive Master, Bubble Boy in the studio. Also, Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor with us. However, on the phone from the Smoky Mountains as we speak, we have Jerry the Diver Guy. Jerry, how are you, man? What's going on? Exactly. What?
Let me start by saying happy birthday to the Drunken Sailor.
Thank you, Jerry.
Hey,
I've got all kinds of fire, poop, and moonshine for you.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. Well, Jerry, the diver guy, kiss you on the lips, smack your thigh. He's Jerry, the diver guy.
Well, you just made that up, did you? Or is
in
that
a drunken state of mind.
Well, he's drinking, I brought him, I don't have moonshine, but I do have mermaid rum that he's been sipping.
We have a combination of mermaid rum and vodka.
I think Jerry got you a season pass at the Dollar World.
Cuban Island specialty?
No, actually, this is from a small Florida brewery in Spring Hill. We're over there by Weeki Wachee, by the Weeki Wachee Mermaid.
Special spring water that is distilled in a mermaid's cleavage.
I don't believe that's quite accurate.
That's the way I like to think of it.
Okay, all right, but yeah, it's tasty stuff, and it does have a kick. It's like 100 proof.
Nom, nom, nom.
But it has a nice little mermaid on the front
smooth.
Of it.
It's very sweet.
Does it have a little wang to it?
No, it's mermaids, not mermen.
Okay, I don't know what that means.
Good Lord, no.
Jerry, the diver guy. What are you doing in the Smokies today, though? Dang. What's going on?
We are out just sightseeing, doing the whole thing. We've been just down in the park.
Yeah, well, last
now
week
we're back up in Pigeon Forge right now.
Well, okay. Well, I was going to say last week you were in Dollywood. You called from the park. Did you ever find Dolly? Did you ever find Dolly Parton in the park? She was not there.
She's lost in translation.
Okay, so you never found Dolly at Dollywood, so you headed up into the Smoky Mountains to look for Smoky Bear, or just to go chill and in the mountains
well,
and the streams and things?
As hot as it is, we're going to chill.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been hot there, I guess. Yeah, and you got up in the mountains, cooled off a tad there, and some of that spring-fed water or mountain-fed water. Those springs,
yeah.
Good stuff, though. I mean, did you bring a snorkel? Did you swim? I saw some pictures on Facebook of you in some of those
waters. We've
been
swimming, all right.
Yeah.
The kids are burning the pool up.
Burning the pool up, huh? And what was this picture that you texted me of a mermaid that you saw in the Smokies? What was that?
They were over in the island.
There were
a whole bunch of mermaids over there.
What do you mean, island?
I was looking around for you for a minute there.
What island are you talking about? What do you mean?
The island where Margaritaville is. There's a big old place over there called the island.
What, in the Smoky Mountains? And it's called
in
the
Pigeon
island?
Pigeon Forge.
In Pigeon Forge. And so they have a Margaritaville and they have mermaids there? Or they had mermaids in the gift shop?
There are all kinds, a whole rack of them.
Oh, okay. All right. It's usually mermaids with racks. But in this case,
it was both.
Yeah, I gotcha. It's a rack of mermaids. They were like little puppet mermaids.
It's so much to give you arachophobia.
Yeah. Okay.
Arachophobia with tail.
That's the mermaid rum talking right
Hell
there.
Hell yeah.
I think you're about out of, you're running out of steam there, buddy.
I'm just listening.
Get up and walk out of the studio. What happened?
I had to get a paper towel. This is sweating.
Is that what it is? Okay.
There's a little bit of moisture on the counter.
Yeah. All right. Well, what are you doing to celebrate the 4th of July? You've been in Dollywood. You've been in the Smoky Mountains. Now, what are you? Are you off to do something for the 4th, like blow stuff up or what?
Oh, we might blow some stuff up.
Yeah.
I think we're going to watch some fireworks down here Monday, and then they're wanting to go do a big parade at Gatlinburg tomorrow night at midnight.
Wow. So you're just hanging out that neck of the woods for you've been there for like over a week now, haven't you? Like almost two.
Wait a minute.
Getting close.
Yeah.
What? Who starts a parade at midnight?
Jerry the diver guy.
Well, that's what I said, but I guess we're going to watch one.
Well,
that's there you go. Asinine.
Well, you don't know what kind of parade it is.
Asinine.
Shark week's over. Now I guess I got to watch a parade.
Yeah. What'd you think of it? Did
Celebrate,
you watch?
Well, you know, I was happy there were no megalodons or no big cockamamie stories. But
right, agreed.
I would have liked to see more sharks covered, although I did enjoy the makos and the hammerheads.
Makos are cool.
Yeah, you like the makos, do you?
Jerry,
they're pretty cool.
Jerry, can he hear me?
Yeah, he can
hear
you.
Can hear me right now?
Yeah, yeah.
Jerry, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Cool. Listen, when you go to this parade, do me a favor. When it starts, wait till it starts about 60 seconds in, it really gets rolling, then stand up and go, I love a parade.
I'll film it and send it to you.
That'd be awesome. And people can't be like, what is he doing? Say, it's a parade. I love parades.
Yeah. You think that's what they would say?
I love a parade.
Wear scuba gear just to represent.
I may need some mermaid rum.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you could do worse, my friend.
Yeah, it's
you
tasty.
Could do much worse.
Yeah. Where are you going there? Are you taking
well, y'all yeah, have fun.
Hey, he just walked out with the mermaid rum. Where's he? He just ran what? Out. Bubble boy,
you know
what's
how,
going
you
on?
You know how a drunken sailor is.
Hey,
he'll run with it.
Take care, Larry.
All right. And then he just walked out of the studio.
Craig.
What?
Back run him
at,
down.
Back at you, Craig.
Okay, Craig. Yeah, it's time
that's
for him to go.
That's alcohol abuse.
Hey, Roz from the UK is coming up in hour two, as well as some information about this event at Delray Beach, the makers of the biodegradable and edible six-pack ring. That's in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.